The Labor Day weekend is at hand. Gas prices are sliding back down. AAA Michigan expects 1.2 million of us to be driving somewhere in Michigan this holiday weekend. That's the most since 2008. And the Michigan State Police have been tracking road accidents and deaths for some 40 years, and their numbers tell us Labor Day is our deadliest holiday. An average of 20 people die in traffic over this three-day weekend. Lieutenant Michael Shaw of the Michigan State Police is back with us today on Stateside. Always good to have you with us, Lieutenant.
Thanks for having me.
Does anyone know what it is about this Labor Day weekend that leads to more traffic deaths than, let's say, Memorial Day or 4th of July?
I think it's maybe due to the fact that it's our unofficial end of summer, so to speak. There's a lot more traffic on the freeway system and on some of our secondary roads. And I think that just increased traffic allows, if you're doing something that you normally do or that contributes to a traffic crash, just makes it worse just by the amount of vehicles that are out there on our roads.
Overall, are we more likely to die in a traffic accident on a freeway or on a secondary road?
You know, it kind of depends. I don't think there's actually one specific route that contains more. One thing that I can tell you is that, and this is one thing that we really hit on during the Labor Day weekend, is you're more likely to die if there's alcohol involved. If you look at the traffic crashes that we had from the last Labor Day holiday, six of the seven were all caused through alcohol. And that's the one thing that's 100% preventable, no matter what enforcement we take. Is that if you don't drink and drive and get behind the wheel, you will not be involved in an alcohol-related crash.
What else are troopers going to be watching for this weekend?
Another thing that we're looking is, I always call it my cheeseburger campaign, but it's distracted driving. And a lot of times we take distracted driving and all we think about is texting or talking on your phone. And there's a lot more to it. I think if you just drive down any freeway, any roadway, and you kind of take a look at the guy or gal driving next to you, you'll see some amazing things that are happening behind that wheel other than just driving. And that's eating and driving, changing your radio station. I've seen people with their iPad propped up on the steering wheel and watching a movie off of Netflix. So if we can knock down the drinking and driving and the distracted driving, I think we'd be a heck of a lot better as far as our traffic fatalities in the state.
You just made me, my jaw just hit the ground, watching Netflix on an iPad while we're driving.
Technology is a wonderful thing, but it also introduces a lot more things into the interior of a vehicle where people are trying to get things done. Before, we used to, I think most of the jokes on late night was always talking about women putting makeup on while they were driving their car.
Yes.
While that's dangerous, that's not as bad as some of the other things that we see, that people get so technically involved with other things going on that they forget that their primary job is to drive that vehicle.
So the most important advice that you want to pound into the brains of anyone listening to us right now who will be driving this weekend would be?
I think it'll be two things that I'd like to hit on. You just can't take away alcohol and getting behind the wheel. If you're going to drink and you're going to have a good time and drink responsibly, get yourself a designated driver. And second of all, just pay attention when you're behind the wheel. Put everything else aside. If you can't, just drive yourself away from that cell phone, lock it in the trunk, do whatever you have to do, and really pay attention to driving your vehicle, and you'll be a lot better off.
Lieutenant Michael Shaw, Michigan State Police, looking ahead to 1.2 million of us on Michigan roads for the Labor Day weekend. Thanks, Lieutenant.
Thank you.